by the Talk of Central Queensland. Show me the insurance claim. That's what it's all about. Of course, Sunday afternoon, huge storm rolled over this great region of ours and dropped a load of hail like we haven't seen for a long, long time. RACQ said over 200 insurance claims are rolling in and many more are on the way. And of course, the man who was actually getting lots of phone calls and looking after the citizens was Eddie Cow, of course, SES controller for Rockhampton. Good morning to you, Eddie. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Michael.
Yeah, you've never seen anything like this, have you?
Look, not in a long time, that's for sure. We certainly don't see many significant or severe storms towards this time in April, but certainly not with the hail that came with it. That's certainly a rarity for us.
Yeah, where did most of the phone calls come from? Because, you know, it was such a large area. I mean, but it was a narrow strip, Bursica, Frenchville, the Range, Yeppoon. They seem to get the worst of it. Even Byfield got a bit of a touch-up, eh?
They did, and we've got a farm down at Bungandara too. Got caught by the fires in November, and certainly we got a massive hammering again with the storm as it moved down or along that strip towards the north of Rockhampton. So, look, mate, to be honest, the jobs that we got around the city were there was no real suburb that was spared. Everyone got some type of effect from it, and certainly one of the things that we're seeing in Rockhampton are the older homes. Those homes that had the old fibro roofs were significantly impacted. Certainly those that had colour bond roofs or galvanised roofs are not as badly impacted from structural damage, but certainly solar panels and skylights also were hot on our request for repairs.
Yes, look, people really should actually check their roofs, especially their solar panels, because we don't want anything to be short-circuiting on top of the roof, do we?
No, that's right. And it creates clearly that secondary impact of electrical and you know, those people who had damage to their roof, you know, what we saw was a lot of water came in through that damage and then into the roof cavity, into the ceilings, and we've seen a lot of ceilings start to collapse, and clearly water in homes creating, you know, obviously difficulty with living. So there were some significant homes with damage, and that's unfortunate given that it will be hard, I think, for some people to be able to secure tradies in the current COVID-19 environment as well. So you're right. I think where you can, you need to engage your insurance company in the first instance and get them to organise someone to come out immediately and make your residence safe, whether that be electrically or plumbers with damage to the roof. The flow-on effect, I think, is that people really need to get their homes inspected, and that is whether you're engaging, again, a plumber or a tradie to hop on your roof and have a look at whether or not your hot water systems, you know, your solar hot water systems, TV aerials are another one that we saw a lot of damage to, satellite dishes, but particularly solar panels. And I know in my place, I was up there yesterday and we've got some damage to our panels. My claim hasn't even gone in yet, but, you know, that's what I'm finding. No actual damage to my roof, but obviously the items on my roof, like solar panels and aerials, are certainly damaged.
It's something you don't really think about, do you? Because, you know, it passes and then you go back and thinking, oh, well, we missed the bullet, but now it's those little extra pieces that could actually cause damage in the near future. So, you know, be wary, get up there, get someone to have a look, for goodness sake, to save you grief.
Yeah, absolutely. And we, you know, one of the things that we saw after Cyclone Marcia, Michael, was that for months and months after the cyclone struck, that we had people ring up saying, hey, I've got water in my house and I didn't know why, and I've opened up my manhole and I can see light through it. So even for the months after the cyclone, people didn't know that they had damage until we had that next fairly significant drop of rain, and then people realised that damage was there. And, you know, and that's unfortunate, because, you know, that could have been damage avoided had there been a little bit of time and effort taken to inspect your home. You know, it actually precedes these storms, you know, in the fact that if we're taking a little bit of time and effort to actually get in there and look at our roof, maintain our roof, clean our gutters, the flow-on effect is that, you know, if we happen to get a hailstorm or heavy rain, our gutters aren't blocking up as quickly as what they would preceding. And that comes down to people having a little bit of planning ability to make sure that, before storm season or when we know we're during storm season, and make sure you're getting in there and looking at, what you can be doing to prepare your own home. Make sure those gutters are clean. Make sure that your stormwater drains are clean at the bottom and the water can run away freely. They're the things that, unfortunately, for a lot of homes, are avoidable bits of damage that people ultimately have to pay a price for because they just...
Absolutely right, Eddie. Absolutely right. Yeah, it's all about maintenance. I believe DC Motors, they reckon between 20 and 30% of their cars in all yards had sustained dints during the hailstorm. And lots of cars got their windows knocked out to boot too, didn't they?
They did. Look, and we're seeing, even though from an SS perspective, homes are our priority, one of the things that we see while we're driving around and talking to more than 50 property owners yesterday and the day before was that there is a lot of secondary damage that obviously people are trying to deal with as well. So cars are one, and I must admit, mate, my cars are in that list as well. We were, although we could protect some, we couldn't protect all, and subsequently, there is a lot of damage to cars in not just dents to the panel work, but broken louvers, broken windows, broken windscreens. So there's a lot of damage there that I think in the next couple of weeks we'll start to get a true count on.
Look, I'm talking to Eddie from SES. How is your crew? Are they exhausted? Do you need more volunteers?
Look, it's one of those things that we plan for year in and year out, Michael. We're certainly well, we've got a lot of volunteers who are very skilled. So, our response through to this incident has been, if you're not business as usual.
Yeah.
We've got some interesting challenges with COVID that we're always doing our best to abide by the recommendations out by the health authorities for social distancing. So instead of getting one car rocking up to your residence with four able and skilled SDS members on board, you actually get two vehicles with two people in each. So, it brings a little bit of logistical juggling there, but again, it's about keeping our people safe, to keep our community safe, and we're very much wanting to ensure that we get that messaging across, even if we're not verbally out there telling people to social distance. We do it ourselves, and we expect that the community will see that and are comfortable with what we're doing. So, look, it was one of those things for our members that attended. That has been a couple of busy days. We've still got a couple of jobs on the go at the moment. We essentially cleaned up all the jobs in Rockhampton last night in relation to those that were outstanding.
Yes.
And there were still jobs that were filtering in yesterday as people who couldn't get on their roof on Sunday night and had to go to work Monday.
Yeah.
Have come back Monday afternoon and hopped on their roof and realised, I've got damage. So we had a few jobs that still filtered in yesterday, and I'm sure that there'll probably be one or two today as people start to look. Our suggestions are jump straight onto your insurer if you've got insurance. Look, some of our older members of our community who are able to access home and community care style organisations have also hopped on board there. Some are also able to access other bits of community assistance, and there's been some really good support there. So what we're saying to people is it's not always a need to ring SES in the first instance. You may find that you've already spoken to a plumber. It may be that a plumber's able to support you, but they just need a little bit of equipment to help out. So just look at what options you've got. Certainly, if you're not sure, 132 500 is the number that people would need to call for SES assistance.
That number again, 12.
132 500. That's the national SES hotline if you want to. And that will always be answered by 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by our call centres. And then they just capture your information and those jobs come through our hierarchy, if you like, in a timely manner.
Yes.
And our SES executives are monitoring that 24 hours a day.
Yeah, 1-3-2-500. Eddie, mate, thanks very much, and to your your band of angels, you've done another terrific job, and keep up the good work, okay?